Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have smart moss, sports moss, vitamin C moss, colloidal silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. Peace, family. It's 19 Keys tapping in with high-level conversations. Listen to this emergency recording with me and Supernova Slum. He is an ex-military guy for you to be able to tap in and take some heed and warning. We are in a dire time, a civil unrest and civil war. Listen to every second, take notes, take heed, and tap in. Peace.
And they clearly let me know for us not to be scared, but to be mindful that when we right now there is no more thing called Peace March. And what I was saying, 19 Keys, is most civilians are not understanding how this thing rolls out. They're calling martial law blanket, but it's actually multi-tiered. It's martial law as we knew it in the history books is old. Mm-hmm. What they're gonna do is they're gonna, when the president is speaking in codes, okay? And they're gonna, and he's warning the waves because he's not only talking to blacks. Let me just be very clear. This is for us, but it's not only for us. He's talking to white militia too, because there are white militia groups that have been wanting this. They don't fuck with us anyway. They've been wanting this war anyway. There are two types of white militia groups. There are white militia groups that fuck with us, right? And there are white militia groups that are white supremacists that are anti-government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then there's the Trumpites, who are actually a third element that fuck with Donald Trump, whatever he say. They have military, law enforcement, and civilian alignment. Now, when you see these riots or these demonstrations, they are multi-layered. Our protest has been hijacked. I just want everybody to know it no longer belongs to us. Last week it did, 19 Keys.
Yes, sir.
The next 7 days, it no longer belongs with us. Do not fall for the smoke and mirrors. I'm just keeping it 100. Because people don't understand, 19 Keys. What happens is the president just said tonight, civilians don't understand. Military understands. That's why I got the calls. The president said tonight, 19 Keys, all of the United States governors, you're acting too soft.
Mm.
Well, you know what he meant? He's saying to them, it's time to activate all of their National Guardsmen who are the state funded. Follow me. They are state funded militia. That means these are the militia that are part of the state. I know. I used to be part of them. So they're part of the state. Now, what they're doing are they call levels of military probes. They know the cops right now are scared. So you see what's happening? Some cops are in digitized, in the revolution will be digitized. Some cops are actually taking a knee, hugging folks, trying to. So what they're seeing is an infraction. They can't have that. So that's why the president's going over law enforcement and saying, governors, activate your martial law. Let me not overspeak. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, activate your guardsmen. Right? But what he's saying is, if y'all don't activate your guardsmen, I'm going to send in the killers. The killers are not the National Guard. Family, the killers are the fucking infantry. I know. I was one of them. When they come, it's war. It's war on our soil, unfortunately, and it's not no peace demonstration. You won't be able to put no sage in front of no motherfucking infantrymen. You won't be able to be yelling and screaming and bricks. These are killers. They are deployed to fucking eliminate. Now, the reason why I'm pissed off is because I saw a fucking video with some police officers and guardsmen giving warning shots in minutes. They were walking, patrolling a Minneapolis neighborhood with a Humvee.
Yes, I seen
that. It wasn't all guardsmen. It was a few guardsmen with law enforcement, and they were yelling at folks to get inside the house. Then one of the officers had an AR-15, which is a M4 rifle. Okay, government issue, which is not an AR-15 at that point. It is an M4. So an M4 and an AR-15 are structured similar, but an M4 is a bad motherfucker. It's not the same. For those that don't understand what I'm fucking talking about, AR-15 is a civilian standard assault rifle, okay? But an M4, which is you know, when you're active duty fucking infantry soldier, that's your issued weapon that is calibrated specifically, okay, with parts to do certain damage. Now, what they shot warning shots in a fucking neighborhood with a fucking M4 on American soil. I'm pissed the fuck off. And every fucking combat, respect to all my MOSs, any combat veteran should be pissed the fuck off when you came back from Iraq and Afghanistan and to see that government issue M4s are being shot in any American city. That is unacceptable, and it's unprofessional. And how come our law enforcement are not held to the same discipline standard that you hold us deployed combat killers over there too? Because we have to give orders to shoot overseas. If we don't, we'll cause an infraction and we'll be fucking court-martialed ASAP. Because why? The world's watching. So how come that's not maintained over here? Okay, I digress. I already did a video.
No, you said an important part, man. And that's why I wanted to bring more people in, just because they need to understand the seriousness of the times and the seriousness of what it means to be under military law and to be under martial law and to have all suspension of civil laws to where you don't have rights over your own body. So the Constitution as you knew it and the rights that you thought you once had are no longer in play anymore. And so this is a different field of reality. You understand me? In 1878, the Congress passed Posse Comitatus, which doesn't allow domestic or doesn't allow military, you understand me, to invade without congressional approval. But since we're in a state of emergency, they don't have to do that.
Right.
So you have to understand that they can just skip steps and go directly to the action. You understand me? And if we believe that the boogaloo, the militias, these people want to start race wars, civil wars, they're against all of these, they're against government. It's a war of different worlds right now.
Yes, sir.
You understand me? And so if you get caught in the middle of this, and we got our people caught up in the middle of this, we understood that we can't just tell our people to not do something because our energy is out there and it's frantic and our spirit has to do something.
I'm not saying this is how we got caught up. I'm saying just be aware of that it's no longer what we're seeing. It no longer belongs to us. We started with good intentions.
Right.
All I'm saying on 19 is that we should be doing the knowledge more, be more diligent, and also
more militant if you go move and you go be out there. If you're going to move and be out there and you believe, my point was this. If you believe that there's people that's doing coordinated attacks, they're doing infiltrated attacks and they're operational, then that means that they have a standard of communication, they have trained, they have an agenda, they have all of these different bullet points. So that means that we need to abide by the same standard if we go be out there as well. You understand me? And if you have no standard at all for what you out there and you're just in the middle of chaos, you need to regroup and ask yourself what you're going to be doing while you're in there. Because I did just watch a brother get shot, not a brother, but a white dude that walked up to the cops. And they sprayed him in the face. And when he turned his head and turned back, they shot him with a canister. Right dead in the face in front of an entire crowd. They know it's filmed. They want it to be filmed. Right. So when you understand that you're at war and you don't see the people shooting back. So you don't see nobody shooting back. But all of these... all the guns, all the gangsters, all the killers, they not out there with you. These are the people that don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you have to be, and we as leadership just have this role and responsibility to be able to tell the people what's going on so they can act out there, like you said, being knowledgeable. You understand me? And there definitely shouldn't be no children out there. Women as well, and people that don't have any, I would just say, if you don't have any training, discipline, any combat skills whatsoever, you're going to traumatize yourself.
Absolutely.
You understand me? And especially after it get dark, you're going to become a victim and a liability to those who do.
Listen, 19, everything you say is right as that, beloved. And let me tell you something, family. All I'm saying to you, the next 7 to 14 days is going to look a lot different. And I want y'all to listen to the words behind the words. Don't just be putting people off. Be very much mindful of if you're going to be out here. Okay, those that are doing the inner work, continue to do the inner work. Those that are acting, because we, like, I remember Blue Pill said earlier today in this post, you know, we have wars on many fronts. So we have soldiers deployed in different areas for our people's growth and development.
That's
so
right.
Stay diligent in your area. But I'm saying, speaking for those that are in the streets, the outside, it would behoove you to get some type of tactical understanding and understanding and get with brothers and sisters that know what time it is, that are actually out there too, okay? And study the fact that when you're out there, there are looters out there, there are people that are peacefully protesting, there are people that are all in black that are not black, that are doing some other shit to start shit, and there are people that genuinely want to stand up and protest. So it's all chaos. It's all mixed into one now. There's no pure stance at this point, okay? So with that being said, in that type of chaos, they will have to press their order. And 19 Keys made a very point. They will skip steps. They will skip steps. And all I'm just letting y'all know, the National Guard is just the beginning. Don't think that that's the end game. The National Guard is a chess move. It's just a chess move. Because what happens is, if the National Guard, every state has their own militia. A lot of those boys are scared. Some of the National Guardsmen have never deployed. So their first deployment will actually be in their own state. That's kind of scary, black or white, to be in your own state and you ain't never been to war. And now you actually got to have a war stance in your own state amongst your own citizens. That's a hard fucking thing, man. That's deep.
Because yeah,
they didn't sign up for that. And that wasn't really their oath. You feel what I'm saying, 19? So that's a psychological thing. And under those pretenses, 19, they bound to just slip up and do some stupid shit.
Absolutely.
Because they scared.
Because they scared. And they look scared. At the anger in these people's faces.
You know, 19, what's going to happen is, when our people are so reactionary, not necessarily disciplined, and I'm not going to judge nobody's rage.
We're emotional.
I'm to each his own rage. But we're so reactionary that if we see a National Guardman blow somebody's head off on camera, right, because we digitizing everything, we capturing it, That's gonna send another wave of warriors to come out armed. And then they're gonna play the killer play. That's when they're gonna send the act. They're gonna put the National Guard behind. They're gonna send in two elements. What they're gonna do is they're gonna send infantry men in small units. Then they're gonna send in they're gonna send in contractors in, the Blackwater guys, all those type of guys. okay? Now, the contractors are most of the ex-military guys that didn't go into law enforcement that pretty much go around and do the CIA's dirty work around the world, you know what I'm saying? And they work for the shadow governments, and they work for a lot of these different, you know, powers that be, you know, and they do a lot of their security work. So what they'll do is they'll send it. They won't be overt about it. They'll actually send in the infantry with them alongside of them to be their six. So one's at your 12, one's at your six. I'm just letting you know it's going to escalate. Now, for digital discipline, do not think that I'm Supernova Storm is going to tell you anything other than I'm telling you, because I'm trained to know how to talk. So the ones that know me and know and from my tribe know what I'm saying, and I'm on code and we on code. I don't know who the fuck is in these comments with me, 19. So right. 19 can follow what I'm saying, and I can follow what he's saying.
Yes,
and
understand the times, people.
And our buddies from Islam is in these comments. Our buddies that's from the G5 and the 6 and the B and C and the brothers that's military affiliated. We know what we're talking about. I'm not telling civilians who have no type of warrior task and drills what the fuck I'm saying. Okay? So if you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. All right? And I'm not going to judge your rage. Do what you feel you need to do. But I'm saying right now, move tactically. Don't be having babies in the photo ops are done. Holding up signs are really done. Okay? Now you can do what you're going to do. I'm just going to give you fair warning. It will escalate. Okay? So the president, last, I'll pass it back to 19, but the president has given a warning to the governors. He's speaking in code to them. And when he speaks to them, they're not all on the same page. Some of the governors, like some cops now, are siding with civilians. So what does that mean, 19? That we may be headed for civil war infraction. And the president will do it. He's not playing around. He will do it. And that's how far gone we are collectively in this situation. And mind you, we're still in COVID-19 atmosphere. We're still in the atmosphere where they want to have us inoculated, so we're not out the fucking clear. Mm-mm. And I told you, motherfuckers,
still Operation Warp Speed.
Don't go out the house without your fucking silver, without your gold, without your CMOS, without your mega greens. I told you, motherfuckers, stay prayed up. Make sure you have your wellness protocols every fucking day. And now you're out here with tear gas that's fucking up your immune system, that's fucking up your respiratory system. You're not even out. You're not even armed holistically to fuck with these niggas. Better let alone know how to train and know how to fucking shoot. But now you want to just jump out in the window, totally just mad, not even holistically, you know, fortify yourself. You got 19 keys on here, ante up with your fucking gold and silver. What the fuck, bitch? They shooting shit. You already got COVID-19 pre-existing conditions, black people. So now they're going to shoot some shit for your respiratory. They probably, if some, the shit they shooting at you now is worse than COVID-19. So what I'm saying, don't be scared, be fearless, but prepare yourself every fucking day. And before you go out your house, make sure you body, mind, spirit, lock and loaded. This is not a fucking game, family. We're fighting a spiritual war, a mental war, and a motherfucking physical war. Okay? So don't be playing around with shit. And the babies had their photo op last week with the kids and the teenagers. Start dialing them back. And if you want to be out there, you better start pulling out some of these G's, okay? You better start pulling out some of these other combatants that's about that life, okay? And you better understand that, like I said, they're going to start shooting back, all right? And let's don't start crying when they start shooting back, because at this point, we already put out tears for George Floyd. Now, when they start shooting niggas, it's all-out warfare. So you ain't going to have no time to be doing RIPs on fucking social media. We're going to be moving to another level of tactical warfare. Understand that.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Now, if they want to divert it, don't be rocked to sleep. We can't take this back. Another thing I want to close with my pastor, my brother. If they pull a gangster move in 30 days and they try to rock the situation to sleep, don't be fooled by it. Because a verdict did not come back yet from the brother who got gunned down in Georgia. We didn't get the verdict yet. The people, we may not like the verdict. Right? Okay. So, and we didn't get the verdict on this cop. And we didn't get no verdict on, we didn't get no conviction or verdict from the sister that got killed by those officers.
Not Ahmaud Arbery, okay? none of that.
So we're not in the clear, 19. Okay. We're not in the clear. This is deep. And like I said, I got called this evening for brothers and sisters that are at, that are inside and let me know. Listen, brothers and sisters inside ain't scared, and they having conversations right down at the chain of command. So Trump got some internal thing to do with the military. Let me tell you something. I'm letting you know right now. Everybody active duty, and I'm talking about Marines and infantry. I can't speak for fucking Navy and the fucking Air Force. I'm talking about killers. That's my tribe. They all not on the same page. They don't all like what happened. They not all on code. So I don't know what the commander in chief is gonna do with the fucking crew. Okay? I don't know what they're gonna do with the armed forces, because everybody is not happy right now. Inside, the brothers and Caucasian dudes are turned up. So we're just in a very interesting situation, brother 19. And I just want to encourage us to continue to be vigilant. And you put out something amazing earlier that a sister shared with me. You had some points. Can you go over the points? Remember, you had the PowerPoints, the protocols that you put out. I think she shared it that you put out. You know what I'm talking about, beloved?
Man, I've been putting out a lot.
Okay, I'm saying that you put. It was like a list of protocols inspired by the times. I don't remember it, but I was fired up about it. It was just pretty much you were going through different steps of how we need to, you know, conduct ourselves.
Yes, sir. So, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Number one,
I just want to pass it to you, brother. That's my bill, man.
We appreciate your voice. We appreciate, you know, your service and bringing back that expertise and being able to speak and be essential during this time. So that's why the people is tapped in and listening, because right now everybody's looking for guidance and leadership. And so, you know, some of those points right now would be to understand what's going on and understand that some of these essential services that's being cut off. Number one, you have to understand that you cannot be totally against the enemy that you still depend on to feed you. You understand me? So if they cut off the food supply and they said that the grocery stores are shut down, stay in the fucking house, we don't care about what you gonna do. You understand me? What will you do then? So number one, if you want to be prepared, because you got to think about what you're ready to live for and what you're ready to die for during these times. You understand me? And so you live for your family and you die for your people. You understand me? You die for what's right if you have to. But get your emergency supplies and have them in the house. Have your emergency kit. Have a line of communication with your family. Have transportation ready, because Uber and things of that nature will not be available. You understand me? As you see the curfews, they have to shut down the stores at 9 o'clock. So that means you can't go out. So you have to get your supplies during the day. Study Stasi Germany. You understand me? And what they had set up back in the day. Study some of the things and the tactics that's implemented over there in China, and you'll start understanding what's happening in your country. Because this government is inspired by the Chinese government. You understand me? They can't wait to get like them. And that's why when we look at the protests of the Chinese people, they are ahead of us, because they are where this government wants to be. So they're protesting the future where this government will be. And that requires a crowd mind to not be emotional. No, we have to be intellectual. We have to be logical. We have to be tactical. And we have to definitely have a line of communication where we can follow orders. And this is not a war that you're going to win in a physical combat. You understand me? Wars are fought on many different fronts and mostly psychological.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And now when you add in technology as a component, our people are very good at dealing with these phones. So now you either get behind somebody who has an initiative or start your own so that you can do your part. Doing your part is not always being a body in the street. Understand what that means. And you have to look around. There's a reason you don't see soldiers. You don't see a lot of warriors. You don't see a lot of gangsters and killers out there in the streets, because they understand what's going on. They have experience. They've been there before. So why would they put themselves in a situation that feels like, you understand me, it's a setup? So if you don't see those people there, you have to understand, it's like if the animals sense something and the animals have left and these are the lions and the things, you're like, wait a minute, what's going on?
Right.
So now you understand why the brothers is not there, because who gonna stand there and let a cop bulldoze? Who gonna stand there and let a cop shoot them in front of the, in their face?
Come on.
So the civilians that are soft targets, that are emotional, you gonna step out there in that street. You understand me? Yes, it's bringing awareness to the issue, but it's creating more victims at the same time.
Yes.
So now we have over another 1,000 victims of police brutality because of police brutality. And y'all think that these cops and these officers are standing with you. And one of the things you have to understand is this. If an officer, the day I see another officer shoot another officer for police brutality, I will believe them. Because that's how they handle you when you try to do brutality against the police.
Right, right. That's a fact. That is a fact.
That's Brother Blue Pill in the back.
Okay. Salute, Brother Bill.
So they's telling me, now you know I'm 19 keys, so I find my 19 everywhere. You understand me? So they saying that 19,000 cases of COVID-19 popped up in the last 24 hours. Now you have to understand that he said that he had his army already on standby. They said in the press conference during Operation Warp Speed that they were just waiting to give them the vaccines in the go. That they had the army already on standby. And that's what y'all forget, because the army was already on standby for Operation Warp Speed.
Come on.
So now when we look at this, yes, they still want to plug shit into your body. Yes, they still want to mandate these vaccines. Yes, they still want to inoculate you with these things. Yes, they still want to do all of the contact tracing and turn this into a police state, a surveillance state, and they want to be able to change as many laws in the Constitution as they can, because that limits the amount of power that they have over the people. When they have something like Posse Comitatus, a brother said, y'all going too deep. It's never too deep to understand your reality.
Come on, brother.
You understand me? So when you think about habeas corpus, that deals with the body. That's Article 1, Section 9.
Come on.
You understand me? And they use black bodies as rituals to remain in power.
Wow.
But what you have to understand, that white America has always been at war with each other. There's always a generation of white Americans that look at the current paradigm of power and say that, no, we against capitalist system. We against the government. This is not what America is. America went to war to create a one world government. They didn't win that war to free you. They went at war to create a one world government. They didn't want the divided states.
Come on.
You understand me? So the president is telling, that's the same thing that's happening now. It's the same shit. They got their war, and they want y'all to be slaves. You just a liability. And not only that, they recognize that they dying at speeds that they cannot birth. So they said, no, we got to kill more of y'all anyway, because we dying off. So you telling me that in 2030, y'all telling me that it's going to be just brown people? Y'all thought that the scientists were giving y'all the key to let y'all know that y'all try to take over the future. They was giving them a warning that it's time to activate.
Wow.
So you have to realize the times that you're living in and how serious these times are. Don't take your children out there to protest because you want them to see something. And your kid gets shot in the face, and now you got to be on Sean King page. And we trying to help you out, get some justice.
Come on. And brother, that's exactly what inspired me to come up on here. And I'm glad my brother came in the build. That. You mentioned earlier, 19, about soft targets. I just wanted to kind of do a camera beat real quick.
Yes, sir.
Brother Polite did something the other day about calling out the bangers, right? So I'm already for that. I've been calling out my beloved brothers for a long time to come to their power. But this is the thing. So for the gang community, right, west, east, north, and south, when you call out gangbangers, you can't say gangbangers. You gotta be specific.
Mm.
Okay? You have to say the Blood Nation, west to the east. Crip Nation, west to the east. Folk Nation, west to the east. People Nation, west to the east. Those are the only four black nations of gangs. Anybody else is just subsidiaries, and who gives a fuck? Those are the four major troublemakers, organizers, disorganizers, disruptors, recruiters. Those are our four main gangster military uncontrolled bodies. So when you call all four of those on all four corners, you have to call them for a ceasefire, an agreeable ceasefire. We can't say gangbangers, because that could be anybody. No. Folk Nation, 6-5, People Nation, 5-point, B's and C's. Stop the fuck shit. Black power. Stop the fuck shit. Panthers up. Panther Cubs, come home uprise. Cease fire. You gotta try that first. Cease fire. Do a tactical stand down. We're not telling you that you're going to shake hands and forget. You're doing a tactical you're doing a tactical stand down because our people are at an interface. This is like 65. Okay? And 65 in LA, Bunchy Carter and them called a tactical ceasefire amongst the businessmen, the robberizers, the Slawsons, who all of them later became Crimson Bloods, right? They did a tactical stand down, and then they became Panthers or the US organization. That's it. It was a tactical stand down. Now, we know what happened with the US organization and Panthers, unfortunately. You see how Willie Lynch works?
Right.
The CIA came up in there and fucked that shit up.
Now, to your point, brother.
But my point was, real quick, that for 5 years, on the gangbang level in LA, they were able to cause a tactical stand down. So we have to keep that rhetoric going if we're going to say gangs. We just can't say gangs. We have to call the nation because they're not gangs. These sets and tribes and families are under a nation. Don't let this organization fool you. Blood is a nation. It's not only a street and set and tribe on in the west or north or east and south. And it's behind the prison walls too. So we have to call brothers to nation time. Fuck the tribe, the set trip. Okay? Nation time. Okay? So bloods know what I'm talking about, blood. You say you are a motherfucking, if you are blood, you're a bounty hunter, blood, right? You're a fucking Black Peacestone, blood, right? If you're a rolling 60, crit, okay? You're a rolling 20, crit. See, your last name is either blood or cuz, or folk or people. That is nation. And the nation bows down to the fucking black race. Know this. The nations bow and belong to black people. As long as you're a fucking tribe set, then you're fucking a renegade out of here. But when we call nation time a tactical ceasefire for black people, you belong to the fucking black race, Crip Nation, Blood Nation, Folk People, Folk Nation, and Five Nation. Let's stop the fuck shit. Okay, so I'm gonna call it out. I'm not gonna be ambiguous with gangs. I'm gonna say this shit so black people can know and them niggas can know it's Panther Cup time. Okay, once we do a tactical stand down 19, then we can now get them training with the FOI, training with maybe some brothers from the Israelite community, training with retired military brothers and sisters, getting them organized. Okay, now everybody's role may not be bangers. Some roles may be just to kind of police the community or do some, you know, maybe do some computer shit. Because we got a lot of hackers these days, right? We need different jobs. My point of saying that is you got to have the bangers do a tactical stand down. Right, 19, you got it, beloved. I just wanted to make that point.
No, you got it right there, brother. You understand me? Look, there's nobody's. Beef is bigger than the beef we have with the devil. I promise you, I know that there's blood feuds that go back.
Yeah.
But none of them go as far as back as ours with this devil.
That's a fact.
None of them that go as deep as what they have done to us. You understand me? So if we want to find a reason, we got multiple. Look at this year alone. We can forget about everything that didn't happen else. Just this year alone. They gave us a history lesson on everything that had happened to us in real time that we can take and look back and be like, damn, this happened in 19, this happened in 1964, this happened in 1919. They showing you throughout the history what our ancestors had to endure right in front of you. This generation gets to see everything. What it's like to go to war, what it's like to almost go to war, what it's like to have one of the most racist presidents ever, what it's like to be fighting militias, what it's like to go through these food insecurities, what it's like to go through a pandemic, a quarantine, racial riots, what it's like to just walk outside in the streets and get beat and ran over. You're seeing and experiencing it all in one right now.
Wow.
So if you don't recognize the time that you live in and take heed, and prepare yourself and prepare your family, then you are just as guilty for your own death as the person who actually murders you. So black people, yeah, we are powerful people. Yes, we godly people. But they've been studying us for a very long time, and they know that we are very emotional people. And now they have the ability to use technology to make us more susceptible to their plots, plans, and agendas.
Come on, brother.
And not only the psychological war that they fight, black people are in the middle of it because we run. And look at this.
Yeah.
This is what you have to understand. We are in the middle of it, right? So look at what how they was able to utilize our pain for their game. They wanted this to happen.
Wow.
You have to understand, America been shut down for the last 3 months. They not worried about no goddamn businesses. They shut down the businesses themselves.
Yeah, right back.
They have their own agenda. You think they care about some white businesses getting looted? They just shut down these people's business and gave them a $1,200 check. And ain't nobody asking for Donald Trump for more money right now. Because when they bring you out the quarantine, they put you in a curfew. So now you still don't have access to capital. The unemployment rate is high. You understand me? And you still have to go back and depend on the government. So what are you going to do? The white folks are out here, just like in 1919, the brothers was getting out of war, and they had to fight the soldiers that they just got out of war with.
Wow.
You understand me? And they had to fight them because they fighting for jobs. So these white folks couldn't wait to get out. They said, man, y'all destroyed the goddamn capitalist system. We ain't fucking with this government. We want to go back to work. So not only that, you got all these black entrepreneurs out here talking about I'm making all this money. The pandemic ain't really hitting me like that. We done figured it out. These white folks like, oh, these niggas talking about they doing better than us. Oh, no. Operation Warp Speed.
Whoa, deep brother.
You understand me? So you have to understand that we in this melting pot of so many different things that's happening right now. Right. And that's why it's not just saying that, oh, I'm right because I said this, because there are many people who write because there are many wars that's going on. Anybody who hated you at first, they hate you more now.
What?
Anybody who loved you at first, they love you more now. You understand me? Yeah. And the differentiation, the separation is taking place whether you know it or not. America is already segregated. We already segregated. But if you want to know what separation looks like, look at the rich and powerful. They separate where they eat at. They separate to get their food from. They separate the type of vaccines they put in their children. They separate the politics and the laws that they have to abide by. They separate their place of living, their gated communities. They live in separation already. That's why economics affords you separation.
Wow.
So, yes, we got to handle that in the streets, but we still got to handle the business of starting our own goddamn businesses. Yesterday was the 99-year anniversary of Black Wall Street when they burnt down the businesses. So, we gonna be our own worst enemy now?
Come on.
Now, we burning... No, we got to have selectivity. That it shows intelligence. Like, wait a minute. We done came on this block and they chose every other business but the black-owned businesses. Oh, they getting smart. You understand me? Because Black Wall Street, this is what you got to understand. Black Wall Street is not some town in Oklahoma. Black Wall Street exists in the spirit of every entrepreneur who starts them a business and start to do for self.
That's right.
So when black people start to circulate their dollar, they start to have different politics, a different level of consciousness. Plus, contemplating all of the other things that's happening in real time, and they know it's the end of their world. It's the end of times as we know it. Nobody, I don't know what time it is. You're not on no schedule for no week. The workplace has been destroyed. Capitalism itself has been destroyed. Everybody's off the clock right now.
Crazy.
So we living in a completely, this is what I call the new America. You understand me?
Yeah.
This is the new America, so there has to be a new black America as well, and we have to set a standard. Whether you want to call yourself black, whatever you want to call it, this is what I use as a terminology, a description that represents a particular mindset that we said we're going to have a certain standard for men and women in our community and a certain standard for our culture, a certain standard for our bodies, our protection, our education, our media, every single thing, a certain standard for our training. If you want to continue to live unprepared in the world because you feel like you have a piece of it, and if it all goes down, you lose what you have, then you, goddammit, can die with that world as well.
But, that's a fact.
And I'm going to close on this. Because we've never experienced what separation looks like, we don't even know if we prefer the devil's world or God's. And some of you, whether you know it or not, if you were to be offered peace, if you were to be offered just love and you just living, like they said in the Matrix, they said that they had the first Matrix, it was all just peaceful and love. It wasn't no strip clubs. It wasn't no gangs. It wasn't none of these different things. They said the people didn't like it. Some of you all live better in chaos. You live better in the world. And if we wanted to separate, y'all be like, nah, I live better in the niggas world, to be honest with you. Let's be honest. Some niggas in the street be like, nah. What they do with the nation, they say, nah, I'm better in the niggas world. So you've already made your choice.
Right, look at that.
So if you make your choice, lay in your bed. But if you want to make a better choice, the option still lives in the moment. But you only got seconds to choose.
Seconds.
That's all I got to say, buddy.
Salam alaikum, beloved. I love you, beloved brother.
Yes, sir. Amen. Y'all too, brother. Appreciate it.
May Allah bless your steps and you and Blue continue to manifest at the high level. I've taken my gold today.
Yes, sir.
And my silver.
Yes, sir.
All right, beloved. I love y'all, man. Y'all stay G'd up, man. We'll be in tune.
Man, peace to the God.
Warrior salute. Peace, Almighty. Peace. All right.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.